Searchlight sweep an evening sky, piercing clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of Fox Searchlight Pictures. With the lights of Hollywood, palm trees, and the hills beyond. Fox Searchlight Pictures presents Amanda Lippitz Productions, Epiphany Story Lab, Vulcan Productions Incorporated, and Impact Partners present a stick figure production. Words appear. Baltimore, 2015. Footage shows scenes from a riot.
The streets of Baltimore are tense tonight. Violent protesters overran parts of the city this afternoon, attacking police, looting stores.
To charge six officers in the case of Freddie Gray, who died after being in police custody, and at the center of the story...
This is one of our darkest days as a city, and I know that we're much better than this.
Attention! Attention!
White letters appear over black, step. A street sign reads Franklin Street.
All right, come on, ladies.
A woman with a clipboard ushers African-American schoolgirls into a brick building. Most of the girls wear purple or orange polo shirts over plaid skirts. Scenes from school life show a woman in a blue blazer teaching a classroom of students, teenage girls eating in a cafeteria, and several pairs of feet walking down a hallway. A long-haired girl enters a gymnasium, where a woman in a purple top greets students.
All right. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Gary. I'm the new step coach. Did y'all hear y'all got a new step coach? Y'all can call me Coach G. You good with that? I'm a first-generation college student. I'm the only person in my family who has a degree. I live on Gilmore Street, where Freddie Gray was murdered, so I'm very well-rounded with what goes on out in these streets. I want everyone to introduce themselves to me. Tell me why you like to step.
My name is Amanda Leonard. I like the step because it's empowering. It's a form of art that brings us all together.
I can express myself in different ways during step. And this is also my side hustle because I don't do hair or makeup.
Blessing, founder and captain.
I like to step because it's a passion of mine. I'm good at it. And I like to see our ideas come to life. Step is life.
Step is life.
Yes.
The long-haired girl sits. Text reads, in 2009, the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, a public charter school, opened its doors by lottery to 120 11-year-old girls, with the goal that every student would attend college. In sixth grade, members of the founding class started a step team. This was their senior year. Stomping and clapping energetically, the girls slapped their thighs, shoulders, and arms, their movements fast and coordinated.
Sometimes I feel like I just go somewhere else when I step.
With blessing.
It's like therapy a little bit. Like, you up there screaming and yelling and faces and mugging and stamping. Like, you just stomping your life away, throwing your hair everywhere, you clapping. Got all your friends around, you know? Just like, we making music with our bodies. Like, that's some slick stuff. It's slick, though, ain't it? It's slick.
One more time, ladies.
Step is a complete getaway for me. Like, a complete erase from home. My community is pretty poisonous, I'm not even gonna lie. It feels good to know that like you and your teammates are all on the same page and that y'all just moving as one. I started the step team in sixth grade, and over the years, we got good, but last year, everything just fell apart. I missed about 53 days of school, and my grades didn't meet the GPA requirement, so I was kicked off the step team. We lost every competition that year.
In the gym.
Ladies, that was good. That was on point, but that was last year, right?
Yeah.
What's up this year? We taking it to the next level, right? Y'all ready?
I want them to understand that this is way bigger than stepping.
Okay.
It's about not making excuses, making sacrifices, having a positive attitude.
I know it gets tough.
We're in Baltimore City.
They come home to no lights, come home to violence in their neighborhood, not having food in the refrigerator, not having a refrigerator at all. But when they come to step practice, all of those things are erased out of their mind. So that is why they can succeed, because they can make it through step practice. So they can make it through life.
Now, the students walk in pairs across a road and along sidewalks. Entering a church, they sit in the pews in an orderly fashion as Siobhan Hall, Bliss principal, stands at a podium.
In exactly 274 days, we will graduate our first 12th grade class. We have an entire city that's waiting for the power that we will unleash.
Paula Dauphet.
My mission is to make sure each and every one of you from 6th grade through 12th grade is accepted to and graduates from college. This is just the beginning of a litany of success and greatness that will be the grand history of the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women.
The students attentively watch the director of college counseling. At a house in the Franklin Square community, Blessin looks at a photo album with her mother Geneva, her sister Brooke, and her cousin Michelle.
Oh, I was such a cute child. What happened? I don't know why my mother made us pose like this in every school picture.
They pose back to back.
Like, look at that gut.
Yeah, I remember this year.
That's Brianna being baptized.
I love that church. I love that church so much. Grace Bible Baptist on Rolling Road. They talk, down by the river.
Down by the river.
I took a little walk.
I took a little walk.
I met him with the devil.
I met him with the devil.
We had a little talk.
We had a little talk.
I pushed him in the river.
I pushed him in the river.
And I hung him on the line.
And I hung him on the line.
I said, oh, we can beat the devil.
We can beat the devil.
Any old time. That was like the best song ever.
Yes.
Like, you see how they had me stepping on the church bus before I was even stepping. Like, I was like, you could count on me. Like, Brother Johnny's like, keep the beat, Blessed, keep the beat. I'm like, I got that beat. This is my father. He drew this of himself when he had a lot of time to just draw.
They look at a pencil sketch.
I tried to do the best that I could with raising my girls as basically a single parent because the father and I, well, their father and I do better when we're not in the same household. I'll put it like that.
The women study sheets of paper covered in a child's writing.
Is this my handwriting? Mm. Oh, I remember.
Yes.
The Frankenstein.
This is a story by Blessin, 4/2/2003.
One day, a spooky monster came into the night to kill the woman that broke up with him. Her door bust open and Frankenstein bust in the house and made something go like boom.
No, the family coordinator asked me,
what was that? What was going on in your house? It's just that when you hear boom, you know the zoom. You know what I'm saying? Like...
A subtitle, It Go Boom. In a photo, Geneva smiles next to a man with a mullet.
We would fight. We would fight. I'm a fighter, you know? Once, I saw it in a blackout, and I just heard Brittany and Brooke behind me screaming, Mommy, don't kill him. Because I had him pinned down, and I was literally choking him out. And then I said, no, I'm not gonna do it. You know, somebody have to back down in order to keep the sanity about you, so I left. And I stayed in transitional housing for 22 months. Me and my children.
In another photo, she kneels next to her four young daughters.
I've always had depression since I was a teenager. My children know. They know when I'm depressed, they know when I'm worried, you know, and they'll be very concerned about me.
A series of Baltimore locations appear. A factory, a convenience store with a security gate, and the harbor. In the school gym, Corey, a bespectacled senior and stepper, dances with the team.
Okay. You know you like it.
I'm kind of an introvert. I'm not very dramatic. But all those parts come out of me when I step. I'm just everything that step is not.
Y'all take a 10-minute break, 5:40, come back.
Blessin holds hands with a girl and spins as Corey practices.
So since 6th grade, I've really been working super hard to graduate top of my class because my dream school is Johns Hopkins University. And Hopkins costs about $60,000 per year in tuition, and I don't have $60,000 per year for tuition, so I'm hoping to get a full ride.
At home.
Did y'all wash your hands first?
Yes. No, y'all did.
I got half yeses and half noes.
I have 6 siblings, so my parents aren't going to have enough money to send me to school for 4 years, especially not at Hopkins.
Taylor said the soup is delicious.
Triana, her mom, raises her arms.
Who the mom? Who's the woman? Who makes green soup? Yeah, baby.
Some of Corey's siblings climb onto bed with her as she works on a laptop.
Corey, what's this?
It's called coding. You make a secret code to make pictures.
Stay still.
You
want
to make a bunny?
Hmm? A bunny?
You want to make a bunny?
Yes.
So if I make it 300, his ear will be gone.
It's really important for my mom to see her kids do well in life, in school. My mom didn't go to college because she didn't really have anybody who was there to support her through the process. And she also had me when she was 16.
Corey looks at photos with her mother.
Isn't this crazy? You wow. Like, because you have a Mickey Mouse blanket.
Yes. My room was Mickey Mouse out. You were 6 months old with your mom in her Mickey Mouse out room. And this was my junior prom.
She holds a baby in the photo.
I was 15. I was in the 10th grade. And my stepfather asked me, he said, so what are you going to do? And I said, what do you mean, what am I going to do? I'm keeping my baby.
It was easy because her father, we worked together really well. With both of us working and both of us having our own cars, even though we were young, it was just easy with her.
My mom is like a magic wand in human form. I never had to worry about where my next meal would come from or where would we be staying. At one point, we were homeless, and I actually didn't even know it.
One of her brothers heads off.
Hey, Shank, can I have a kiss?
Shelton and I, we have not been married a year yet. And so we are just kind of getting into the flow and groove of this whole blended family life and wife and husband life.
Shelton washes dishes.
We are still not in a place financially where we can just pay our bills. And when the money is not in place, everything else is like downhill.
In the school gymnasium, Gary supervises the girls.
5, 6, 7, 8.
The girls spread their arms, then tap their chests and legs.
Last year, we went to a lot of step competitions, and we didn't win first place in any of them. And I feel like this year is our time for redemption, and I feel like people are actually going to want to work hard to get the rewards that we deserve.
Left, right, clap, here.
We have a big year ahead of us. The biggest competition is Bowie State. Bowie is a competition for the DMV, that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Tamar, right
here. There's never been a team from Baltimore who's came out there and won.
Blessin goes through a series of moves with Gary and a few girls.
Step team. All right.
Like, if we win Bowie, like, Jesus, if we win Bowie, like, we gonna let them know, like, man, we from Baltimore. Like, what y'all talking about up here in Bowie?
I don't know, you got camera.
Amidst the group, Corey and Blessin each clap beneath a raised leg. Now, Paula Dauphat sits with Blessin in her office.
We're going to talk about what your options are. So today is reality check. These grades, this overall 1.1 GPA from 9th through 11th grade, is not indicative of who you are. So this is the time when you pass by my office and I'm giving you the side eye, this is why.
You hid from me last year. It's okay. You can say you didn't, but you did.
My absence was bad, so Blessin hid from herself.
Blessin hid from herself. Yeah. Well, I'm glad. We're glad to see Blessin, okay?
Me too. So, I'm aiming for all A's this
okay.
quarter.
Okay, all right. All A's. And we're here to help and support you do that. Now, the biggest piece is our parent night for seniors.
My mom has to be here?
Yes. We've had some situations in the past, getting in touch with mom, getting mom to come. In fact, you know, I've never met your mother in 3 years.
Right.
What can we do? Because I need her as part of this process, because the financial pieces you cannot do.
Blessin lowers her eyes and shrugs slightly.
Well, you know, usually,
she shakes her head. At home with her family.
So I had my academic meeting with Ms. Dauphat today, our college advisor. Mm-hmm. You really don't know her that much.
You think I forget stuff, but I remember Ms. Dauphat. I remember things you tell me.
Okay. Well, she gave me my transcript and some possible colleges I could be attending if I get a certain GPA this year.
A subtitle, which are?
Oh, Allegheny, FIT, and it was one more. I took notes on it, but here you go.
What's this about Allegheny? Isn't that closer to us?
Yeah, it's not that far. You can drive there.
I know you want to go away for school, but I don't want you too far from me, you know?
I'll be a phone call away.
I'm ready to go.
Go, girlfriend. Share tens with the world.
You ready to eat anything yet? I went to college for a while. I didn't graduate. I stopped after 2 years because I had problems with math, and I would always withdraw just before the grades would come out, and I would always get the incomplete on my grades. And eventually, I stopped going, and then you look up 10 years later, you say, wow, you should have stayed.
The family gathers around the dinner table.
That's me.
So yeah, on the 24th, Ms. Dauphin said that you need to come to the school for a meeting.
What's this meeting going to be about?
So I can get financial aid.
You see what kind of grants you qualify for?
Mm-hmm.
I will be there and not be square.
Daytime, students mill about inside and outside the school. In the gym, Taylor, senior and stepper, squats in the plié.
Plié. However, it's like this.
Hold up, coach.
Gary presses down on her shoulders.
Hold your arms straight out.
Oh my God, this is... Where'd I go? I'm like a notch down from Beyonce, because I do still mess up. Beyonce don't mess up. Well, even if she do, she like pull it off so good, and I just don't even notice it.
All right, let's do it one more time, then we're gonna go into something different.
Holding a dog, Taylor's mother, Maisha, mouths along as the girls step. We are the lovely ladies of LLOB. Unlike these imitators, we are so unique. We started our stepping just 7 years ago. Ever since then, we've been rocking the show.
It has become a daily routine. It's in my schedule. Work, step, home. I've watched all of these girls grow up, so I don't only go for her, Taylor. I go for everybody. I would love to have had a big family and lots of children, but that wasn't my calling. My calling was to have one, as I did.
A girl performs lip syncing.
Good.
The queen is winning.
Now look around. Hello, hello.
The queen is winning.
Hello! Hello!
Gary grins as Maisha demonstrates for the girl. Maisha stumps her foot in front of an amused Blessing. She then moves to stand close to Taylor, who avoids eye contact as her mother swings her hips and gyrates next to her.
My mother is annoying. She can take it overboard and have too much fun, like she's 17 and 18. And I just be like, Mom, you gotta chill sometimes. She be like, what? I'm just having fun. And I'm just like, okay. You're embarrassing me, but whatever.
Taylor rolls her eyes as Maisha continues dancing. At 3 a.m. in a suburban home, Maisha dons a bulletproof vest under a Maryland Division of Correction uniform.
On other news, the trials for the six officers charged in Freddie Gray's death are back on the docket, and today expected to be finalized. Here's a look at the order now. Officer Edward Nero's trial is scheduled for May 10th. After that,
she drives through dark neighborhoods.
When I was coming up, the police were my biggest heroes. I grew up in Northwest Baltimore. You had officer friendlies. They would walk the beat. They would come to school, talk to you, and that's why I wanted my job as a correctional officer. And I love my job. I love it. Some deserve to be there and some don't. A lot of our children are lost. They have no one. And I feel as though it's my obligation and my civic duty to help them.
She walks into a building with other officers. At Bliss, women sign registration sheets and pick up brochures on scholarships. Words appear, Senior Parent Night. In a hall, Paula Dauphin speaks to an audience of teenagers and adults.
We must remember that college is a business.
So where do I fit financially? Because some of these colleges are outrageous. I don't know anybody's financial situation, but I seriously doubt that the average American has $40,000 or $50,000 sitting around in their bank account waiting to be written to a college. Yes.
The part that scares me is me not being there enough for court.
Triana tears up.
That's overwhelmingly scary for me. I feel like I won't be enough support for her.
And we're gonna make it through it, okay? You're fabulous. Come here, Mama.
Paula hugs her. Blessing sits nearby in the audience.
When my mom didn't show up for parent night, I'm not gonna say that I expected her to be there, but when I actually seen her not show up, I was just thinking like, okay, she promised me she'd be here. Where is she?
Once again, thank you so much. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Now, Corey, wearing a purple Bliss Stepper sweatshirt, follows Paula into her office.
What's gonna happen now, you know, the next step, February 11th, is your interview. You're there to make sure that Corey is a good fit for University of Maryland and also that University of Maryland is a good fit for Corey. Barnard, I'm not concerned about you getting accepted. They would be crazy if they didn't accept you, and not because I like you so much, but because of your credentials, I think there's no reason that you shouldn't be accepted. The situation is gonna come in the money piece. I'm pretty sure there are gonna be loans on there.
I don't like the L word.
I know. If you ended up with a total of $5,000 in loans per year for your 4 years, I know that's $20,000, but it's really not a lot of money in the sense of what people come out owe. Your face says no, I get that.
Corey stares impassively at Paula. Later, children play on an outdoor basketball court in her neighborhood. At home, Corey walks around in a white tank top as Shelton stands at a car in the driveway.
My stepdad just lost his job, and it's like bills and bills and bills and bills.
A ceiling fan remains stationary while a candle glows inside a glass holder on a table.
It's not the first time the power's been out. It happens.
She sits on steps outside the house.
I don't know, like for me, well, for my family, like the idea of comfortability has been like cyclical. Like it's on and off, it's on and off. And it's really frustrating to live like that because as soon as you get comfortable, like it seems like one thing goes bad, and then when one thing goes bad, everything else goes bad. And like, I don't know. I don't want to have to live like this, and I don't want my family to have to live like this.
She squints in the sunlight.
So I'm going to work my hardest to make it not happen in my life.
She shakes her head slightly and looks away. Her face crumples, and she dissolves into tears. She covers her eyes with one hand. In a vacant lot, an Easter Island sculpture sits on the grass in front of a colorful mural. In a classroom, the opening slide of a presentation reads, White Citizens Council.
We are going to do one last presentation for today, and that will be Blessing and Quan Shay.
Once the Supreme Court brought attention to the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Law, public schools were forced to desegregate its facilities. Next slide, please. So this is shown where the desegregation was required. As you can see, that's in a lot of the seven states. Any questions?
What's the difference between this and the KKK?
The KKK aligned and further pushed that movement towards violence because they actually went out at night in hooded cloaks and actually abused and attacked African Americans while they were already being suppressed economically and socially.
Round of applause for the ladies.
Brown leaves on trees flutter in the wind. Now, Blessin and her friends enter a wig shop.
Oh, they sell cool strips of color in the front. It's, they have like little bundles of color. See, but if I did go platinum blonde, I'm gonna go all the way.
You wanna go platinum? I thought you were going regular blonde.
No, I'm gonna go platinum.
Later, the friends style each other's hair. You want your hair to look like Martin Luther King?
Yeah, Malcolm X. Okay. If y'all were alive back in the day, would you be with Malcolm X movement or the MLK movement?
No. Malcolm.
I'd probably be with Malcolm.
I think I would be with Martin. I mean, like, I would have some homeboys that would be Black Panthers. So if they anybody ever, like, spit in my face, I could call up my squad.
With hair extensions, Blessing trims her straight locks.
hard work is what really make you somebody that's great. Like Kim, somebody that should really
Kim
go
Kardashian
down.
Kim Kardashian didn't do a damn thing.
Kim Kardashian isn't great. Kim Kardashian is pretty. You just gotta work twice as hard.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to work. That's the way you have to get what you want in life.
Blessin adjusts her hair with a styling comb.
I have a lot of dreams. Maybe I dream too much. I'm passionate about dancing and step and choreographing everything. I fell in love when I seen the movie Chicago. Like, just the way they move. I'm just like, I can do that. I can show people how to do that.
At school.
I need y'all to really listen to this song and really think of ways that y'all can make the beat. All right, here we go, listen.
Sitting on a stage, Blessin moves her feet to the beat.
I'm good with rhythms. Like, I'm always the one like boom, tat, tat, boom, tat, tat. Like with my mouth, that's how I remember steps.
Yeah. We need to have certain people on the floor lay down in this position. And we need to have some people like this dance. Step. Now we step.
Yes. Yes.
Then the dance part.
Like levels, right?
Yeah. It's like a four count.
We're going to do those things.
She stands out. She's the one who comes up with things like out of nowhere. Like, blessing the visionary. When you see her step, she's the one who your eyes go directly to because her heart is in it.
Blessing steps, a determined look on her face. Now the step team travels on a bus.
I got the victory, I got the victory. Because the devil be defeated and not be praised. I got the victory.
We're here to learn, enhance, grow, move forward. I know you all want to take down the Lady Raiders.
Yes.
And this expo is the expo that the Lady Raiders and the Boy Raiders go to enhance their step show.
At the Master Step class.
I need y'all to work on your facial expressions. I want you to imagine yourself the most elegant woman on earth, but she steps hard and with confidence.
Laura, step teacher.
You gonna watch me step. Actually, I'm gonna make you watch me step. I'm gonna get my step, it's gonna get up in your grill. I'm gonna take you by your neck, and you gonna watch me do what I do. That's what you're supposed to project every time you get in front of somebody. That's what you step on. If you not stepping on that, sit down, go home, good night. So, stand in attention and give me that face.
Let's get this step now started.
Laura watches them, nodding. The girls end with their hands at their sides.
They on fire, aren't they? They on fire. Come on.
Back at Bliss.
Today, college application. So we have a lot to do, a lot to accomplish. Ladies, we are going to get it done today.
Do you have an account already?
Account, no.
Paula sits with Taylor and Maisha.
Your GPA can be a little bit higher.
We just had this conversation.
Yeah. Our first impression is very important, and we only get how many chances to make a first impression? One.
The girls shake hands with school representatives.
Your degree can say NYU. Your degree can say Spelman. Your degree can say anything you want it to say.
I have an email about paying the enrollment fee.
Ooh, I don't like that number.
Blessin sits with a laptop.
My college application just erased. It erased twice. The entire thing.
The girls do jumping jacks and running drills in the gym.
And tell her to bring her taxes, bring the W-2s. Did you work in 2015?
They pore over web pages.
You have to find $40,000 for yourself.
Paula speaks on the phone.
I spoke with you about Blessin Giraldo. We were waiting for her mid-year grades. They're going to be so much better than what we sent to you already. Make it happen tonight, because I don't put my name out there for no reason. And I put my name out there. Don't make me look crazy. I'm worth
it. Blessin looks away sheepishly. Later, words appear, report card day. Blessing's jaw drops as she reads her report card with Geneva and Michelle. She beams. You made the honor roll? I knew you could do it. Geneva pulls her into a hug.
The anatomy and physiology, 83. Foundations of technology, a 95. In English, I have a 72, but like I worked very hard for that 72. No assignments late, no assignments missing. So, you know, just gonna try new tactics and aim better for this quarter two.
Blessing leads Paula to her mother.
This is the lady that's getting into college.
Seeing my mom at school was...
Geneva hugs Paula.
It was a big deal for me. You know, I don't know what she went through that morning to get up or what she was even thinking entering the building. She's trying. She is. And I can see it.
I'm so pleased to meet you. Let me tell you, I love this girl. She works my last nerve, but I love this girl. She's going to be amazing. You just got to wrangle her. So anything you and I can do to partner on that, I would appreciate it. No, all of us. Because it's going to take a team, village, a country, whatever it's going to take.
We've been working on
it. We're going to do that. All right. Okay. Thank you. It was really nice to meet you.
She shakes Geneva's hand. In the gym, the girls rehearse a routine with their hands raised in surrender.
Hands up, don't shoot!
Hands up,
don't shoot!
Hands up,
don't shoot!
Say it loud!
I'm glad I'm proud!
The buoy competition is at the end of the year, and we're working towards that. But in the meantime, we got invited to the Baltimore High School Step Show.
This is the first time that the girls have stepped with other girls from Baltimore.
What I would say is, don't
we can pick whatever theme that we want to do. So my theme is going to be Black Lives Matter.
You need to stop, look, and listen.
They start with stop, look, and listen chant. Something that is stupendous. And then let's tell them who we are. So we are the showstoppers.
Hit makers. We are the show takers. Hit poppers. Four poppers.
All right, last pose.
And then they doing this pose where it's so powerful with their right fist up, showing that Black Lives Matter.
At the Freddie Gray Memorial, the girls carry roses and gather near a wall mural depicting Freddie Gray flanked on either side by historical civil rights activists and modern protesters.
All right, so listen, guys. First of all, I wanted to show you guys the importance of these images back here that symbolizes how 40, 50, 60 years later, we still have to protest for our rights as African Americans. As women, you guys are considered, as women, we, not you guys, we are considered the bottom of the barrel as African-American women. So when you all heard about Freddie Gray, where were you?
We were at school.
And then, did y'all get a text that y'all was supposed to write?
Yeah.
It was on Twitter. And then, like, it was a lot of stuff on social media.
And I didn't like how they try to portray Baltimore, like, it was like a lot of bad stuff going on. But when you put on local news like WJZ, people was cleaning up. But the CNN didn't showcase that. They only showcased us fighting and doing everything.
CNN portrays us as being
like, yeah, we not like that.
These are little Black girls who are going to be going to college. And they have been at this small all-girls school. And they don't understand that it's some people who won't care about your life. Or some people who don't understand that you are valuable.
So you have to understand, as young Black women, it could have been us. It really could have been y'all, and it still can be.
The girls light candles and place the roses at the bottom of the mural. One of the students takes a picture of the mural on her phone. Now, a school bus travels down a suburban road. As the girls walk into a brick building, words appear, Baltimore High School's Step Show.
Ain't got no troubles in my life.
Groups of students in different outfits stream into a gymnasium, then prep and rehearse. One team wears black shirts bearing the words, Straight Outta Stadium Step Squad. Another team wears khaki prison uniforms, while yet another is decked in shiny jackets and bandanas. They all stand with bowed heads in a large circle around the gym, holding hands. A montage shows the various teams performing on stage. The Stadium School, City Neighbors High School, Western High School, Baltimore City College High School. rapid unified movements, the students stomp their feet, clap their hands, and pat their thighs to the rhythm.
I got the music. Pretty, 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 pretty music.
The team in khaki uniforms performs with striped batons. The girls in the prison uniforms finish their routine sitting, their knees close to their chests. The Bliss steppers stand in a V formation, wearing white shirts, black ties, and black hats, their heads lowered.
You need to stop, look, and listen!
Each girl puts a hand to her ear. On one leg, each girl crosses her free leg over the other, putting a hand to her chin.
That is stupendous.
They flex their biceps.
Let's tell them who we are. We are the Trailblazers, hit makers. We are the show takers, hip hoppers, pop rockers. We are the show slappers. Watch it all over the city and still sit.
They clap their hands in front of and behind themselves and under their raised knees, then point both arms to their left in quick succession. Squatting slightly, they do a complex hand-clapping series, slapping their thighs. They end on one knee, hands pressed together as if praying, and heads bowed. Sitting in the audience, Maisha pumps her fist. Now, the girls stand close together, holding their right fists up. A girl holds a sign that reads, Black Lives Matter. Another holds a sign reading, Hands Up, Don't Shoot.
To the deaths of several unarmed African-American men and women, it would be remiss of us not to mention,
it could have been us.
They put both hands in the air.
Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. I'm black and I'm proud.
Blessin and the girls step vigorously, their faces scrunched in concentration. They finish with their hands at their sides. Radiating confidence, Blessin waves a hand beside her face and blows on her fingertips. Some of the cheering audience members snap pictures. Amidst the crowd, Maisha dances, holding up a sign that reads, LLOB, we love you. Now, birds gather on a leafless tree as snow falls from a pale sky. A figure in a hooded jacket sweeps snow off a house's stoop. At her house, Corey sits on her bed, peering at her laptop. One of her brothers strolls into the room.
What you doing?
Looking at my application for Barnard.
Oh.
Looks like I have everything in.
I feel like anybody else in this school is just as capable of being valedictorian as I am, but I'm a very competitive person. Once I got the taste of like being at the top, I was like, oh, I like this. It's definitely my motivation to keep my grades high.
You remember what my EFC was from the FAFSA? Your expected family contribution?
Oh, no, I don't remember. We can log on and see.
Most schools like Barnard don't give out lots of money. They like need-based aid.
She sits with her mom.
And according to the FAFSA, we have a lot of need. So they probably would give a lot of money, but you still have to pay some money.
I just don't think that that's something you should be
sweating. Don't worry about it. If that's where you want to go, we're going to make it happen like we always do.
If you can look us in our eyes and tell us that we don't come through on the stuff that's important, then you would have a reason to be worried. But you can't do that, so you should have no worries.
Corey nods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mama hitting on something now, huh? Yeah.
A wall mural in a playground features Barack Obama with the American flag as the background. At Bliss, a man teaches a class.
Salt is more valuable to some people than gold. So a lot of the study of economics is why do things have value?
In Paula's office.
I went to Allegheny. I like Allegheny.
I know you do.
I really like Allegheny.
I understand that. But with Allegheny, as far as when we did the calculus, you're gonna be somewhere around $20,000 a year. That is, for me, a 2-year school, I think that's crazy. If you can afford it, that's one thing, but I don't think that that's a great option. It's a lot of money.
Blessin bites her lip.
I mean, I do hair, makeup, and stuff. You don't think I can, like...
You know what? Okay, Blessed, we will get full information like every other student, see what financial aid packages look like, and then we will make a decision. Unfortunately, it's not my first choice.
Blessed eyes her unsmilingly. At home, sitting in front of a mirror, she cleans her face and neck with a wipe. A bookmark on a notice board reads, "Discover your strength." Copies of the Holy Bible, King James Version, sit on a bookshelf. Blessin's nephew, Tyon, traipses into her room, smiling.
What are you doing?
He tugs at her sweater.
What, you want a facial? That's what I'm about to do.
She wipes near her eye. Ow, 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 stepped on glass. She turns to see him inspecting his foot. Let me see it.
Hold it. An EP with a little bit of H in the E.
He plugs his ears.
Double E, that spells my nephew.
Why?
An EP. You ain't gonna sing it with me.
He shakes his head, then clings to her arm.
Tyon, did you eat anything yet?
I know when the food get here, I'm gonna start eating like a gorilla, like I always do.
Well, we get some food stamps on the 16th, so we be all right. Turn on. One minute your foot broken, next minute you playing.
Tyon shuffles out and into another room past a staircase.
As of right now, it's no food in the refrigerator. I mean, I'm not eating, that's fine. As of right now, like, I'm just waiting for...
She wipes a tear.
My sister to come home so she can order something, but he's 6.
She shakes her head, her expression grim.
But it's okay, though. Just gotta make the best out of what you have. Because if I didn't, I would be angry, upset, and a bitter person. And I don't want to be that type of person. I just think of what I go through. I just hold it there.
She raises a hand up to face level. She brings a washcloth to her eyes as her face crumples.
I'm sorry. And I just keep me going, make me work harder and harder and put my all into everything I'm doing because this is not it for me.
Tears stream down her face. She wipes them away with a washcloth. A mural on a building depicts a black woman with a sign that reads #rebel, a woman with a loudspeaker, and another with books on her head. A man busks on a sidewalk. At Bliss, Gary addresses the step team, most of them out of their school uniforms.
Why are you late? You forgot your shirt. You practicing the Uggs? You forgot your shirt. All right, so let's just say this. If you forget your shirt, your shoes, whatever, just don't even come. So I can surely replace y'all. Are we ready to start?
No. God Christ.
Gary eyes the team.
Do we need to sit the wall?
No.
I think we should. That's
no,
a good way.
No.
Come on, let's go. No. 1, 2, 3, down.
Lined up against a wall, the girls raise their hands in front of them and bend into a squat, straining as they hold the pose.
Up.
Ah! Whoa! Wait a minute!
1, 2, 3, down.
They squat again. Next to Gary, a girl wearing earbuds giggles. Gary surveys the team critically.
Everybody up.
They straighten.
1, 2, 3, down. Arms out. Every time somebody goes down, y'all gonna stay longer.
A girl bends forward.
Why you go down, Nush? Why you go down?
Excuse me,
is that how we encourage our teammates?
Yes.
That's not teamwork. That's not cool. That's not sisterhood. That's not integrity. Yelling at Nush, yelling at each other, that's not what winners do. You gotta have the mindset of a winner. Not being disrespectful to each other, to yourselves. This is step, handle your business. And that's how y'all gonna handle it on this wall. 1, 2, 3, down.
The girls squat, their expressions weary.
They love step, but their focus isn't winning.
I hope everyone gets home safely. Y'all have a blessed night.
We have a competition coming up at Bowie. They've been twice already and have not placed or won for the seniors. This is it.
And if they don't straighten up and fly right, it could fall apart, completely fall apart.
Daytime, Maisha walks into the school in her CO uniform, keys dangling at her waist. She wears a sour expression as she enters the gym.
See, if y'all wasn't talking, y'all would have been ready. Y'all need to practice proper habits. Y'all got lazy, do it again.
Maisha beckons Gary. A woman wearing large hoop earrings also joins them at the entrance to the gym.
My report card looks like shit.
Oh, that's wild.
Are you kidding me? Ooh, that's not good. Wait, you mean like...
Come here, Taylor.
Like C?
I don't play 60s.
No, I
don't
know,
play
right, 70s, right.
And I don't play 80s.
You right.
Because that's not the child that she
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, I agree.
Show your coach what your grades look like.
Taylor shows them on her phone.
What was the 66?
What was it again? What's your tag?
Yeah, Mr. Middleton.
Oh, why? My daughter at has all. Never, for as long as she's been going to school, bring me no damn 60. I don't tolerate that in my house.
It's something that you're doing. Is it something that's distracting you?
I think it's the little friend that she has now.
You don't need to be distracted by anybody. Friends,
because all it takes
men,
is that one time.
That's all it takes. You cannot let nobody stop you. They're not really rocking with you if they stopping you from getting what you need to get.
And if you are still a virgin, that's the way to hell you stay. Because it's going to be a problem.
I'm going to let you go ahead, and I'm going to talk to you in like 4 seconds.
Taylor leaves.
I really think it's this little boy.
And it probably and that, is. And that, it probably it happens, is.
But she knows her morals and values, but sometimes she gets sidetracked.
Yeah, they get like that.
I said, don't have no children out of wedlock like me. Because this is what you're going to go through.
Keep communicating. Keep communicating. Maisha looks anxiously at Taylor as she rehearses with the team. Later, Maisha drives her daughter.
If you don't keep up your grades, it's going to be a problem. Your goal is 4.0. Nothing less. So you don't let anyone stop you from striving to get what you need to get. Boys have cooties. Stay away.
At Blessing's house, she and her sister Brianna fix their hair in front of the mirror while Michelle lounges on the bed.
I left my spray in the car.
Oh, you don't like that?
I want my hair to be sticky.
Yeah, no. See, now I'm stressing because it's raining outside.
What's wrong with rain?
How my hair gonna stay down?
Well, how about y'all cancel this date since it's a school night and do it another night?
Oh, that's dead.
Is that paper done?
No, not yet.
Later, Blessin and her boyfriend, Andre, walk through a buffet.
Up, here go my station, right here. Lo mein, baby.
They eat in a booth.
I want to start off probably like in Baltimore and eventually work my way up to New York.
Oh, New York.
New York is the place to be. Mm-hmm. Choreography, Broadway.
What? Everybody wants to move to New York. Everybody wants to do that. I'm not saying you're not a one in a million. I'm not
so
saying
what are you
that.
Saying?
If I couldn't get in case of an emergency that.
That's
know.
What I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't be that far. Obviously, we have two different views on it.
On views on what?
Me going to college.
It's not about you going to
college. Because you're saying, basically, you want me to stay in the city before just saying the exact thing.
That's what you want to do. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's what you want to do.
Everything that I'm saying, you're just like, but this, but that. Location. You don't have money for this. You don't have money for that. If I don't have it, I'm going to find a way. I've been doing it my whole life.
We'll do it then.
She looks steadily at Andre.
I will.
What?
A street sign reads West Franklin Street. In her office at Bliss, Paula shakes her head as she looks through Blessin's record on her laptop.
This year, Blessin was doing really well. And then she started slipping. I'm not exactly sure why or what happened. And I don't know, maybe it's that she thinks she can't get into college. So what's the point of even doing well? Things happen at home. Things happen outside. Girlfriends, boyfriends, all kinds of things, and then we're right back where we started.
Now, Blessin enters the principal's office.
Hello.
Hello. So, spoke to your teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we have.
Let me pull up your progress report. You have, as of the day that Mr. Kanoya had to submit his grades, you had a 38.
Blessing tears up.
Are these grades your best? Does this show as good as you are?
No.
Why does the STEP team get your best and I don't in this building in a classroom?
I'm trying. And it's a learning process.
I was where you were. School is what got me out of Brooklyn. College is what's gonna get you out of Baltimore. I need to make sure that you are right when you leave this building. So understand, am I always gonna be on your case until June 3rd? Yes. Because I expect more from you. We clear? All right. Now I need to go find somebody to put my makeup on. So I love you dearly, and I'll see you later.
As Blessing leaves, Siobhan slaps her desk in frustration. She shakes her fists vigorously, then clasps her hands in front of her face, smiling slightly. In a bathroom, Blessing wipes her tears with a tissue.
I have like two people inside of me that I struggle with every day. One Blessing is the Blessing that is unstoppable, the Blessing that can do anything when she put her mind to it. And the other Blessing is she feels lost a lot and she feels stuck.
In the gym.
You want to just do that one move or you want to do it with her?
I got it.
Let's see. 5, 6. Just you two. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Blessing jumps and claps through part of a routine.
You didn't even do that. Hold on, you ain't do that.
I know, it's just
Blessing, you gotta not have a bad attitude because things are gonna change. Hers just changed 3 times. And look at her. She doesn't look sad. Be a leader.
Okay, go check it out.
Let's see. 5, 6.
I'm so disappointed in Blessing. Everyone's complaining about her. She has a really bad attitude a lot of the times, and now it's gotten to the point where she's threatening someone.
Excuse me, excuse me. She was talking about it like I have no talent. The end, it's over. I said I'm going to break her and that was rude. How is it over? She needs to apologize. Apologize for what?
I think that she realized Nisa, Taylor, and a lot of the other girls are going off to college, and she has been screwing around all this time, and now she's seeing, dang, I should have been doing what I was supposed to be doing. I should have been doing what Taylor and Nasa were doing.
Later.
Hi, this is Mrs. Bond calling from the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women. Blessing did not attend school today. Please call me back to let me know that everything is okay.
With Geneva.
She said she basically needed a break because she felt like she would have been too confrontational if she had to go to school, and she don't want to mess up the work that she has achieved so far. When I look at her, I see myself so much, but she's doing a wonderful, wonderful job at handling it, because physically, I would have beat the shit out of them two girls by now and anybody else. That's the only thing Blessing don't take after me. And trying to get her to restrain that is a big part for me. And that's the truth.
She shrugs. Nighttime, Blessing locks the front door and walks into the house carrying her phone in one hand. She places an earbud in one ear.
So where you been? What's going on?
You already
what?
Know where I've been.
Well, I just need to hear from your mouth. I need to hear from your mouth.
I told you yesterday,
I
see myself beating him up. Like, I told you.
Blessing
sobs.
I don't want you to go there physically.
I was really ready to fight. Both of them. Taylor first, then Nasa. Like, they text, they hang with each other outside of school. I'm just irritated as hell who I'm gonna talk to on the team. Mm-hmm. Which one of them I'm gonna talk to? None of them. It's annoying. But it's life.
She holds her head dejectedly.
I'm fine, man.
I know you are.
I just hate talking about it, like.
Geneva envelops her in a hug. Meanwhile, Taylor, Maisha, and some of the girls from the STEP team sit in a restaurant called Tio Pepe.
Happy birthday,
where you was from?
Your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Yours.
What was going on yesterday?
Ain't my child, ain't my problem. This is my birthday. Let's talk about me.
But it becomes all of y'all problem because, like I said before, it's no I in team. Y'all are a team.
It is definitely an I Blessing and Blessing. Never mind.
It saddens me for y'all to be thinking like that.
Us.
Yes.
The people that come to practice and we don't bring our problems into practice and we talk to each other about our problems.
Everybody is different. You never know what a person is going through.
So we supposed to figure it out?
I'm not saying figure it out. What I'm saying is have a little bit more consideration than what you all did. Just be there as a friend.
She kisses Taylor's cheek and bites into a piece of bread. At Bless, the girls rehearse in formation with Blessin' in the back row. Gary watches them with her arms folded against her chest, shaking her head dispiritedly. Later, the girls sit on the floor as she addresses them.
I don't know what more I can say. I've been pleading with y'all, because I don't want y'all to go and lose. We have the material. Y'all can step. You want to know what's stopping y'all if y'all do lose? You. Next week, like literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 practices, that's it. That's all you have. You have an hour and 5 practices. And you can even walk away with your head down crying because y'all came all the way to Bowie for the how many of a times and
the
lost.
The girls look up at her with somber expressions. Now, Blessin and Andre hang out at her house with Geneva, Michelle, and some of Blessin's sisters.
You got some mail in there from...
From where?
One of them colleges. I don't know which one.
Oh.
It came today.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared.
I'm opening.
Blessin grimaces.
They're right here on the table.
Deshae!
Oh.
Potomac just sent me some mail.
West Virginia.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't want to open it.
Open it!
Sitting, Blessin pulls a letter from an envelope and reads.
Thank you for applying to Potomac State University, West Virginia. I regret to inform you that we are unable to admit you for fall 2016.
What school is that?
Potomac in West Virginia.
The nicest building in the world.
Man, if I could have went and did an interview, I'd have got in there. I'm telling you, man, my people skills are serious. It's cool, though, because in a few years, they're going to know that they should have let me in at university because I'm going to make the whole world know. Sorry.
Later, a tear falls from her eye as she sits in a chair and scrolls through her phone.
Tell them I'm your man. You're my girl.
Who got something to my phone?
In Paula's office.
So, Miss Blessin. Always a pleasure. Thank you for sharing, you know, your Potomac decision with me. I had already spoken with admissions and asked them if I could send your mid-year grades and move you from that decision to waitlist. Okay?
Please don't fail. I don't want to stay at my mother's house. I can't. I want to go. It's that time. I don't want to be home.
Okay. All right. So I'll tell you what. We'll put a couple of plans in place. And all of those plans will have you outside of your home. So you're at a 2.67 for the semester. You should be proud of yourself. So you gotta stay focused, stay on this track. You're not trying, you're doing it.
Blessin smiles, then nods earnestly.
All right, thank you. All right,
can I have a hug?
Can I have a hug? Yes, okay. All the time. They hug quickly. Elsewhere, Triana drives as Corey sits in the passenger seat with her head lowered.
Seriously, don't overthink. Just go with the flow of things. You know, that's my motto.
That was a plan.
You are my child.
Now, they sit in Paula's office.
So, Dons Hopkins, we've been waiting since 10th grade. So let's pull it up and let's see what we have.
Corey taps on a laptop.
Oh my God, Mom, you good?
I'm good.
Paula stands next to Corey as she opens up a web page and clicks on a link.
Oh, now available.
A new web page opens and Corey's face lights up.
I got it!
Congratulations!
I really was not expecting to get
in. Did you read this out loud, Ray? What does that say?
As a Baltimore scholar, you'll receive a full tuition award for all 4 years of your undergrad study at Hopkins.
Triana jumps up and down with joy. Corey embraces Paula.
You are so welcome.
Corey pats Triana as they hug.
See this pat on my back?
Oh my
my God, yes.
Corey beams and hugs her tighter. Oh,
I'm surprised I got in. Wow, though, your scores were high enough to get into the school.
You know, Hopkins looks for a certain type of people.
And you're one of them.
I didn't know I was one.
Changing the game. Changing the game, shorty.
Corey's mother wears a content expression.
I don't know if the words that I know are adequate enough to describe how I feel.
She and Shelton pray amidst the congregation.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel. We are all human. We all go through things. The common denominator between every human is we have problems, and they will keep coming. And so you get up from that place. You can't stay there.
She cries with her arms raised.
God has blessed me. A lot of parents who had children my age, they don't have this story.
As Triana and Shelton embrace, Corey joins them.
Is our God. Come on, just sing, people of God, how great.
Shelton puts an arm around Corey and kisses her head.
Is our God. Sing.
At Taylor's home, Maisha greets her with a bouquet of flowers. She kisses and hugs Taylor.
I'm so proud of you!
She speaks on the phone.
Oh my goodness, I have some fantastic news. Your niece got accepted into Alabama A&M.
She grins.
Yeah!
I'm excited. I'm about to do cartwheels.
No, I need you alive for when I go.
As Maisha flails, her arms swing close to a hanging light.
You know the thing hang low. You know it did. So excited.
Maisha dances joyfully.
Mom, look.
You're a small cookie. Must take after your grandma.
I take after my mom.
Hey!
Proud mommy.
Oh, we
are.
Children do good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mommy do good. Proud daughter.
She pats Maisha's head.
Let me call mama to see if she home.
All right.
Gazing at Taylor with misty eyes, Maisha puckers her lips. Taylor offers her cheek for a kiss. At Bliss.
Going on a journey.
We're going on a journey.
On our way to
college. We're on our way to college.
Blessin meets with Bridge EDU admissions officers Deborah Johnson Ross and Juanita S. Bellamy.
How are you?
So listen.
Oh, yeah, I'm Blessin.
So the program that we're talking about is Bridge EDU. It's a first-year college program, and it combines, like, academics, real-world internships, and you have coaches through your academic time there.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
If you could start your high school over, what would you do differently?
First, I would come every day. And not only come physically, but just be in class mentally and just know what's going on, be engaged. A lot of the times when I didn't understand exactly what was going on, I would just shut down, or I just wouldn't be there. And then once I got my first report card back that I actually tried on, it just gave me a good feeling. I don't want to let it go. I want to keep persevering. I want to keep seeing what I can offer, what I can do, what can I learn.
We're going to see where this goes. We don't know, but we're going to put it in, and we're going to go for it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Have a great day.
Blessin shakes hands with the officers and leaves.
I'm going to say this to you in all honesty, and understand I'm not trying to put pressure on you, but...
Paula's eyes brim with tears.
This program is truly what she needs. If this girl doesn't get in this program...
We understand.
I don't know.
We understand.
She's made her mistakes, she's done her stuff, but I'm just saying, if we don't come together for this, this girl is not gonna make it.
She accepts a tissue from one of the women.
So I'm just asking, please, to really, really consider. This is so unprofessional. I'm so sorry.
She wipes her tears. Now, students bustle in the school corridors. In another room, Gary approaches Blessin, who sits at a computer.
What are you doing?
I'm filling out, okay, so I got into this program. Well, God willing, I got into the program, but yesterday I had an interview. Yes, mm-hmm. Bridge EDU. I was thinking, like, okay, so what if I really gotta stay at my mother's house? Like, What's going to be a change for me? Like, what is going to be a change?
High school, I completely messed up. I wasn't even in school. I dropped out. Yes, I dropped out. And when I got my head on my shoulders, like, dang, I really shouldn't have messed up. I really should have been buckled
down. That's where I'm at right now.
Tell. I can tell it's hard, but you have to know it's not too late.
I genuinely did not know, like, that you stopped school and then you did all that. Like, I want to do that. Like, I really do want to do exactly what you do. Like,
Do better.
Later, Blessin reads from an essay.
It is never too late to make a turnaround.
Exactly.
I have made contributions to my school environment, including being the founder of the STEP team at Bliss. I will be the first person in my family to go to college, and I will be more than honored to join the Bridge EDU
family.
This is good.
In the gym.
Listen up. I need everybody over here around this mat. The only way this is going to make it in the show is if we work together and you all be safe and practice technique.
The girls form a human pyramid.
Arms are tight, right?
Whose hand is in my spine? Move it.
I'm slipping.
In a montage, the girls do crunches and squats, then jog in place.
Breathe. Let's go, ladies. Let's go.
Blessin kneels at the bottom of the pyramid, which collapses as a girl tries to climb on. The girls hold a series of controlled poses.
Good.
Blessin adjusts the pyramid.
Like, if you feel comfortable, you can scoot it over a little bit, but just not in the back. But right here.
So where do the knees need to go for it to feel comfortable?
I like it, mine's right here.
Being with them. Little did they know it or not, like, it really was just something that I needed.
Okay, this is a lot better.
They never let me forget, like, Blessin is, you know, it's not too late to fix that and, you know, start over.
She holds Gary's shoulders as she rehearses a move. In a montage, she dances with the other girls, smiling brightly.
Good job, Blessin. Nasa, yeah. Okay, Amanda. Okay, Najee. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. I can't.
The team forms the pyramid again, holding steadily as a girl climbs onto the backs of her teammates to be on the apex.
Good. Great job.
Later.
Guys, let's go. I need y'all to gather around for 1 second. All right, I need to get one more run through. This is the last time y'all stepping. The literally last time you stepping for Bowie before you hit the stage. From Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, the Lethal Ladies of Bliss Step Team!
I bet you remember.
The girls snap their fingers and twist their torsos from side to side.
Go, Keontae!
Go, Keontae! Go, Keontae!
Taylor stomps her foot.
Do you remember the time?
They fold one arm over the other.
You're gonna win.
Later.
So let's talk about what we're gonna wear tomorrow walking in. Cause what did y'all like?
Like a lot of the girls teams, they always coordinated like for the whole thing. Like they come in with like their leggings on, like their representative shirts, with, like their heels on. Ooh. All together in a straight line with like a parade.
I think that we got something that will work for everyone.
Ooh, not all.
And that will be what Miss Hamilton's wearing.
A girl sashays into the gym in a black tracksuit.
You get a tracksuit!
Words on the back of the jackets read, Lethal Ladies of Bliss, LLOB. The girls don the suits and dance with each other.
Yeah, let's break the Brooklyn. 5, 6, you're walking. 5, 6, play the music.
Gary leads the girls in a stylish swagger around the gym.
All right, point like this.
As she points to an imaginary crowd, Blessin raises her hood.
We back. We got a new hope. Look at it.
Now, in slow motion. the girls walk down a locker room corridor with a swagger in their step and confident expression on their faces. A girl in front whips her ponytail from side to side while Blessing and a teammate high-five. At Bowie High, the girls dress up and do each other's makeup. They wear gold headbands and black shirts and tights with elaborate Egyptian-style waist sashes. Gary kneels next to a girl and tailors her shirt with a needle and thread. Blessing strikes the Egyptian walk pose as a woman fixes her sash. Now, a man walks across a stage. In a waiting area, the girls watch the performance of an all-male group projected onto a screen. Wearing gold armor on blue tunics, the boys jump and slap their feet. A girls' team in beige prison uniforms links arms to form a straight line before breaking up into two rows. Another team wearing black sits on stage slapping hands with each other and whipping their heads back and forth. Taylor watches the screen with her mouth open.
All right, let's go, ladies, let's go!
The Bliss steppers head out. In a corridor, Blessing prays with a teammate. The girls huddle in a circle, hands stacked in the center. They step into the wings and wait behind the curtains as the announcer stands on stage and speaks to the audience.
Y'all got this. Don't forget your mugs. Don't forget your mics. Let's take this W.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome LLO.
Paula stands up in the audience and dances as the girls bound on stage and take their positions. They stand with their hands at their sides, heads bowed. They point an arm to their left.
All right, all right, all right.
They punch with closed fists.
Feet out. Ladies.
They tap each foot as they perform two quick jumps.
Feet out, ladies.
They stand in various poses, Blessing, Taylor, and some others, each holding a raised palm toward her face. Gary beams.
Go, ladies!
The girls point their arms diagonally up and down, then swing from one side to the other. Stomping energetically, they move into a formation resembling a W. In a wave from their right to left, the girls stand frozen in their poses, then move into action before dropping to the ground in synchronized splits, with one girl still standing. They form two human pyramids. A girl gestures emphatically between them. Collapsing the pyramids, they drop flat onto the ground as the lights go out.
Y'all killed it! Y'all killed it! Y'all killed it!
The team enthusiastically moves into the waiting area.
Y'all killed it. Y'all did good.
Later.
There's a lot of girl power on this stage tonight. Our third place team with a high score of 760 points, Charles Herbert Flowers High School. Our second place winners, who get a check for $500, is Hank Branch High School!
The girls in beige prison uniforms accept a large check. Now, the Bliss steppers hold hands and wait, their faces tense.
Our first place winners with a high score of 803, and the winners of $1,000. The Lethal Ladies of Bliss.
A victorious Gary punches the air. In the audience, Maisha jumps and spins. Other family members cheer as well. On stage, the girls hug, tears of joy brimming in their eyes. One of the girls holds the winning check and dances. Later in the waiting area, the girls are greeted by their parents.
Yeah.
Some mothers perform a slow step routine for the girls. Amidst them, Maisha does some rapid movements with her arms as the other women look on in amusement. Later, Maisha high-fives Blessing.
This has been a long road. Long road. From stomping in the kitchen to bringing home the token.
Now, the team travels back in a bus. Blessing smiles from her seat.
Step is definitely something that can help you, because it helped me. Step taught me discipline. Step taught me to be courageous. Make people smile, make people laugh, make people want to dance.
Step gave me a mission that if you come together with a group of powerful women, the impact will be immense. And I'm very happy to be a part of that.
She gazes out the window of the moving bus, the sun shining on her face. Now, dressed in white graduation gowns, the girls gather on the steps of the Maryland Institute College of Art. A student helps Blessing adjust her mortarboard. Shelton passes a pair of honor cords up the rows to Corey, who puts them around her neck. The girls stand in neat rows as a photographer takes pictures. Later, as they crowd indoors, Maisha places an honor cord around Taylor's neck.
Oh my gosh, Taylor. You ready? This is it.
Corey and Triana pray in a corridor.
We thank you, Father God, that Corey is strong in her mind and her spirit and her body. It's all because of your grace.
The girls file into an auditorium, Blessing amongst them, her hair streaming around her shoulders in loose waves. Geneva stands in the audience with her arms raised. One of the graduates wears a mortarboard reading the words, Black Girl Magic.
To the class of 2016, I say congratulations. 100% of you were accepted into college. And let's be clear, that does not happen in all schools in the United States.
Now, Shelton raises a camera as Corey takes the podium.
Good evening, everyone. We stand here today on the precipice of the future. It's not a distant reality anymore. We began high school as children. But we're leaving here as adults, or at least something pretty close to it. The future is truly in our hands, so let's make the most of it. Thank you.
One by one, the girls accept their diplomas. Clapping, Triana stands.
Nisa Priscilla Reed. Dominique Imani Hall.
Maisha's eyes shine with tears.
Haron Moore. Najee Kwanya Johnson.
A projection displays the school each girl plans to attend.
Yakima Chantel Roslyn Barkley. Diamond Monique Cache Hill. Tyrena Teresa Smith.
Gary wipes Denise tears.
Dennis. Kayla Denise Sauer. Lesson Sayera Geraldo.
Geneva holds a tissue to her eyes.
It is my pleasure to congratulate the founding class of the Baltimore Leadership School for Young Women, the class of 2016.
Gary smiles. Outside, the girls join their families. Blessing and Geneva share a warm embrace.
Love you so much.
Love you too.
Nearby.
Go ahead.
You're so dramatic. Are you crying?
With Corey's family. Shelton nudges Corey's sibling over to Triana's side as they pose for a photo. Now, a word appears, September.
At Johns Hopkins University, Corey adds a message to a board full of notes under the title, My First Year. Later, carrying a bag with the university crest, she walks around the campus.
At Alabama A&M University, Taylor wraps an arm around Maisha's shoulders as they stroll through the campus. Elsewhere, Blessing wears earbuds and carries an umbrella as she strides past a sign at a building's entrance, Coppin State University. Text appears. Blessing was accepted to the Bridge EDU program. She is currently living in off-campus housing that requires she maintain a 3.0 GPA. Now, she carries storage boxes into a dorm room where Geneva pulls white sheets over a bed. Blessing lies down on the bed, grinning. Later, she walks into Bliss, a jacket and a bottle of water in one hand. In the gym, the new step team rehearses.
Standing next to Gary, she watches the girls intently before stepping in front of them to demonstrate. She raises an arm rapidly on either side. White letters appear over black. Step. Directed by Amanda Lippitz. Produced by Stephen Cantor, Amanda Lippitz. Executive producer Dan Kojin, Geraldine Dreyfus, Jenny Raskin. Executive producer Scott Rudin. Executive producer Paul G. Allen, Carol Tomko. Executive producer Michael Flaherty, Philip Glasser, Valerie McGowan. Executive producer Barbara Dobkin, Regina K. Scully, Deborah McLeod, and Jay Sears, Anne and Andrew Tisch. Co-producer Jamie Schutz. Editor Penelope Falk. Director of photography Casey Reagan. Music by Laura Karpman and Raphael Sadiq. Audio supervisor and additional cinematography, Jonathan Field, associate editor, Ariel Davis. Lethal Ladies of Bliss step team, Lakira Anderson, Shanice Barkley, Yakima Barkley, Trishaya Biles, Tamar Dennis, Brooke Dixon, Blessing Geraldo, Corey Granger. Dominique Hall, Diamond Hill, Lakia Jackson, Najee Johnson, Amanda Leonard, Keontae Moore, Nayissa Reams, Kayla Rice, Jabria Shade, Taylor Solomon, Tarina Sneed, Udeja White, Nush Zwe. More credits roll. Consulting producer, Janet Garji. Associate producers, Lucia A. Hamilton, Alex Huffman. Choreographer, Gary McIntyre. Bliss Director of College Counseling, Paula Dofat. Lethal Ladies of Bliss Step Team Coach, Gary Coach G. McIntyre. Additional camera operators, Brian Averill, Ben Bentzman, Paul Dokuchitz, Joe Goodman, Corey Hughes, Nick Hughes, Peter Klopfenstein, Scott Loridich, Jonna McCone, Tom O'Connor. Additional editing, Frederico Rosenbitt. Additional sound operators, Matt Blackaby, Greg Brazil, Garrett Coley, John Eckhouse, Ted Hodgman, Bernie Ozul, Jeremy Zonk. Production manager, Jane Roberts. Production coordinators, Evan Needle, Franz Rocher. Production consultants, Lindsay Firestone, Phil Glasser, Bree Mangiano, Sarah Moore, Catherine Oliver, Charlotte Pence, Tia Schmidt. Production assistants, Alexandria Baldini, Makara Dreyfus, Corey Hughes, Nayissa Reams, Amanda Wayman, Bradley Williams. Craft services, Amanda Lippitz. Copyright 2017, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by 20th Century Fox, voiced by John Bentley. A film leader countdown is followed by a graphic of a figure inside a circle. Words below read, stick figure,